Well, we all know by now that we need to build more social houses and quickly, but local authority and housing association schemes are taking up to 3 years from concept to completion. So to what extent are objections by local communities delaying the provision of these new homes? I went to Galway to find out. Garbally Drive in Ballinasloe, where 10 new local authority houses are under construction.
You broke the sod here last summertime, wasn't it? Last July we broke the sod in this.
Late June?
Yeah.
Late July.
Yeah, summertime we broke the sod in it, and as you can see, there's almost four of them complete, and the other six are a work in progress. And I think what we're talking about, a handover date of maybe next May, June as well. So within the year, that's the plan.
And is there a long list of people waiting to come in here?
Oh, very much. They will be very desirable, and you can see why. Very attractive part of the town, right beside the school. You can look down into the town. It has everything. Look at the play area, look at the green amenity area in front of your house. Very, very desirable. And we have a long list of people who would only love to get the keys of one of them. So that's to be decided.
Fine Gael councillor Michael Finnerty has been watching this development since 2016, when local residents claimed the houses would not be in keeping with the existing homes in the estate. In the end, the plan was approved by Galway County Council.
And you can see yourself, they seem to be a nice fit. It finishes off the estate. And the key now will be to get people that get the houses, become tenants, that they become good neighbours, that they integrate and they become part of the community. And that will be the key, that good neighbours and everybody will get along fine. Where the problems arise, as we see it, is that if someone doesn't appreciate what they're getting and doesn't have any sort of great love for their house and the place that they're getting, that's when the problems arise. So hopefully that won't be the case here.
Driving me around Ballinasloe, Finnerty says it's necessary to strike a balance between those who need homes and the concerns of existing residents.
Back in the 70s when these houses were built, people had to go along, have a mortgage, start from scratch and work their way up. So the last thing that anybody wants is to see all their hard-earned efforts go to naught. But all we can do is reassure them that won't happen. And all I can emphasise is once again that if you were handed the keys to this house, the last thing on your mind would be, I'm going to be a nuisance here. Your first thought should be, I'm going to appreciate and value what I've been given. A brand new house, straight out of the box, with a ribbon on it. Go live, go enjoy, and be a good neighbour.
A quick roundup of local newspapers in the past 12 to 18 months shows communities objecting to social housing schemes in Port Laois, Nenagh, Athenry, Talla, Beaumont, Finglas and Ballymun, to name but a few. Objections typically delay a building project by months, slowing the already sluggish pace of house building. Out of 96 local authority houses due to be completed in Galway City this year, only 18 are finished.
While Owen Murphy is talking about 4,700 homes delivered nationally in quarter three, we only saw 18 of those in Galway. And that is not enough to alleviate the pressures. The emergency team in Galway, Simon, and in Cope Galway met with Minister Murphy when he was in Galway in April and tried to highlight and illustrate for him how difficult the situation is here in the West. And I hope that he has heard that, and I hope that we will see an improvement in the situation. But at the moment, it's very difficult to see that coming in the short to medium term.
That's Karen Golden, the CEO of Galway Simon Community, who says the numbers of people in emergency accommodation in the West are growing at a faster rate than anywhere else. Over 500 now, up from just 36 people 4 years ago.
The numbers that are in emergency accommodation are only the tip of the iceberg. They don't include rough sleepers. They don't include those who are couch surfing or those who are involuntarily sharing. And we have some people that we're working with where there might be two or three or four nuclear families under the one roof, simply because people have nowhere else to go. And they're very frightened of going into an emergency accommodation situation.
Yet, despite the growing crisis, 150 houses proposed a year ago for the Knocknacarra area of Galway have yet to break ground. Among the delays were local objections to walkways and cycleways leading from the proposed houses to neighbouring estates. The small number of people I spoke to in the area said they don't have a problem with private and social homes sharing an estate.
I wouldn't have any problem with it. I previously owned a house in the city in an estate, and there was a certain percentage of that put aside for social housing, and we never had any issues with it.
I don't know, to be quite honest. I'm Fort Lorenzo, further down, and it's half and half.
Oh, is it down there? Yeah. And how does it work out? Does it work out okay?
Well, it's grand. We have a lovely neighbourhood. It's a cul-de-sac, and there's 25 houses in it, and for the most lot, they're very good and they keep an eye. And they keep an eye on me. Because I live on my own.
Yeah. And would you know which ones are social housing or which ones are private, or do people just not care?
No. It's apart from one or two, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. They're all well kept.
Depends really who's in them, I suppose. You know, I know it can happen. They can get a bad name, but really it all depends, I suppose, on the area and everything and who's living there.
I don't see any problem with it. I just think it's great that everybody should mix together. So it's fantastic.
So when you hear about people objecting to social housing coming to their area, then what do you think?
Oh, well, I'd have no comment on that.
The Irish Council for Social Housing represents 250 member organisations who've been tasked with providing one-third of Ireland's social housing needs up to 2021. CEO Donal McManus says objections are a delaying factor.
Sometimes local objections are done through elected members to raise objections, or they could be done directly. But in our experience, it can slow it down. There's no question about that. In some cases, you can see schemes being slowed down. But in general, we've had discussions with our sector has with local communities, and schemes have proceeded to the satisfaction of local people. But it would be a concern if it became a feature that there were more objections just for social housing.
However, he says the high quality of the homes currently being constructed is helping eradicate the old stigma attached to social housing.
One of the misnomers sometimes is that social housing is of lower quality. Social housing is built and designed to very high quality, even higher than private housing. And one of the key factors for mixed development is the management. And housing associations have majored in recent years in managing their properties to a very high standard.
TUA, which manages over 4,000 houses nationwide, has faced local objections to schemes in Dublin, Kilkenny and Galway. In each case, the schemes did proceed. Alison O'Gorman says antisocial behaviour is the biggest concern, yet this year TUA has dealt with only 15 cases of such behaviour.
Until we're actually in and we're doing our job, it's very hard for people to comprehend that we do take action, you know, because all they do hear is the bad stories. There's always a bad story, but there's hundreds of good stories. And of 4,100, I have 15 bad stories, and that's a success to me.
TUA puts tenants through a rigorous vetting process, as does the tenant's own local authority. TUA then manage the tenancies, offering a presence that helps assuage residents.
And when we get to meet them and explain our approach to management, they're a lot more happier with that. They go away knowing, at a minimum, they go away with a contact, and that's us. If there are issues, they can ring us, and they seem a bit appeased by that. Maybe not entirely happy, but certainly happier to know that we won't let a minority ruin it for the majority. So if there is antisocial behaviour going on, we will take action. And we've taken it 15 times this year.
With so many new houses needed, the integration of social and private housing will have to become the norm. Donal McManus of the Irish Council for Social Housing says a quarter to a third of every new estate needs to be social houses to bring us into line with much of Europe.
Yeah, sometimes there's a fear of the unknown, and sometimes there's a lack of information. Sometimes people say, well, there's too much social housing in the area. But there really is in some cases where people make that claim. When they look around, a lot of the social housing that was built in the past through council houses was bought out. So you've had a lot of homeowners in the area. So sometimes that is misrepresented.
Back in Galway, Karen Golden at the Simon Community says the huge variety of people now seeking tenancies should help reduce the stigma that may have been there in the past.
In more recent years, we have seen what would be now called the economic homeless. They don't necessarily have any traumatic events in their backgrounds. They don't have addiction issues or mental health, underlying mental health or chronic mental health issues. They simply cannot find secure and affordable housing in Galway City.
We definitely have a mixed cohort now of people coming to us, and that's cultures, ages, working, non-working, educated. You know, it's quite shocking actually when you see people coming through the door and what has led them, the issues, the economic issues that has led them to need to avail of social housing. But certainly the cohort of people coming through the doors is a more of a dynamic mix now than there ever has been.
Alison O'Gorman, Director of Housing Services with TUA, speaking to me there.